This is MFG Out Loud. Courageous conversations about sales and marketing for today's manufacturers. With your hosts, Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore.
Paul, that was awesome. So much going on with that chemical company, and it's those problems are not unique to them. Every manufacturer thinks, you know, whatever's going on in their four walls, they're the only ones to experience it, and that's not the case. And right. For the sales folks out there, the continuing message is, boy, don't put yourself in firefighting mode. It needs to get better. And Paul's business is built around making that happen. Now, I know you've got a good story, a good case study. It's not a story. It happened. You got a good case study about an automotive client. Let's talk about that one.
Well, that one, I mean, it's actually right to call it a story because it's not just a study. It's not just studied this and we got there. It does evolve as a story.
Sure.
So the background on this, this is an automotive, tier one, tier two.
Okay.
Actually part of a large, large.
Yeah.
Company, multiple locations. So I had actually at the time put out some computer-based training. Mm-hmm. And one of their units got the training and used it, and it was very productive for them. Mm-hmm. And this unit that we're talking about now, the challenge that they had at that point, mm-hmm. was they had to move from one version of 16949 to the next version.
Okay.
16949. And they were actually due, their certificate was going to expire, mm-hmm. in 4 months. And they had made no preparation for that transfer. So the other division said, hey, you might need
some help.
Give this guy a call. He seems to know what he's doing here. And so I went out to see them and, you know, walked through their plant. And a couple things to note. The chief engineer was off on medical leave.
Okay.
The quality manager had just transferred to a different division.
Okay.
And on the production floor, almost all of their products are under third-party audit before they can ship.
What could go wrong?
Well, you know, okay. And then in the afternoon, what happens?
Yeah, right.
So I said to them the same thing that I said to the chemical company.
Yeah.
And their system was contained in 2 3-inch thick binders.
Of course.
And as many systems are, it was honored in the breach. Well, do we have something that covers that? Yeah. Is that what we do? Well, not exactly.
Don't tell that to the auditor.
Yeah, well, and then of course, when you do that, you have to train people how to talk to the auditor, because you're not doing what it says you're doing.
Right.
But you can't have the auditor come to that conclusion. So, okay. So I said, let's do the same thing. I'm not going to even look at the 3-inch binders, because trying to change what's in there, we will never get there.
Yeah.
But I know from experience that in a few weeks, we can get a complete visual twin. Mm-hmm. And as we go through that with your employees, same premise.
Right.
They are the world's experts, knowing what they're actually doing,
right.
Their local process. 90% of the issues are embedded in the issues that waste time and money are embedded in how those local processes work together. Mm-hmm. And we're going to capture what's really happening, mm-hmm. lay it out. Employees know what's really happening. They're part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah.
And let's do that.
So you're, just to ask the question, because this I find is really interesting. You're the visual twin that you create, yes. That process map on steroids, is this is, from your view, what's really going on. It's not what's in the quality manual. It shows the process flow right. through the organization. Okay, got it.
Right, right. And it's also not, so there's a method of working that says, well, we're going to define the current state. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go and look at that, and we're going to figure out what the future state needs to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, let's call it 6 smart people in a room.
Okay.
It's not going to involve all the employees.
Right.
We know, I mean, we can get an as is,
mm-hmm.
but the 2B, they're not really a part of that.
Right.
So we're going to analyze the as is for 6 months or so. And then we're going to come back with this marvelous 2B and tell them what that looks like. And what is the worst answer that you can get when you do that?
We can't do that.
No, that's a wonderful answer.
Oh, okay.
Because you know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
The worst answer is,
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And now you have no idea what they're actually going to do.
Yeah.
They're not going to do what they did before because that's not really working. They're not going to do the new way. Because not invented here,
mm-hmm.
but there might be some parts of the new way that they do like, you know, mix that with some parts of the old way. And now what do you have?
Yeah. Process. Nobody understands.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really. Nobody understands.
Yeah.
So this process map on steroids, it's always the as is system.
Okay.
It's our best representation, our best knowledge
mm-hmm.
of what happens right now. And now we can look at that and yes, we can put a flag on things. This is our best knowledge right now,
mm-hmm.
but we think we can do better in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And if just a quick side note,
mm-hmm.
you know, in working with auditors, so similar kind of client, auditor came in and mm-hmm. is going through their audit. Mm-hmm. Happened to be an nuclear submarine commander.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
A little persnickety is not the right word, but. certainly thorough.
Okay.
And he's, you know, asking all these questions. They're writing furiously as he's doing this.
Yeah.
And he eventually says to them, you know, you don't understand. That's not a finding.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you don't understand. You asked a reasonable question.
Yeah.
We know we comply with the standard. That's part of what comes out of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hiding anything. This is mm-hmm. the real, and we don't like the answer the true answer that we were able to give you. We think we can do better than that. So if you're here for a few days, we've got maybe 20 good executable ideas that you help bring to our attention.
Yeah.
So we'll pay you your fee.
Yeah.
No problem. But what we got out of this.
Yeah, the value. Yeah. Interesting.
Was the number. So, okay. Anyway. So I diverted. Now I need to come back.
We had talked about the visual twin. You were getting created in advance of the audit. And
Right, Right. So it's always the as is. We just keep building. Mm-hmm. We just keep building on that. So as we do that, mm-hmm. Interesting thing happens in the organization.
Okay.
So one afternoon, I'm working on something in my temporary office. Production supervisor comes in. He wants to talk about process improvement. The production supervisor.
Did you kiss him?
Who have I seen? Yeah. Who I've seen, I mean, his habit is, you know, I got a break, I'm going out for a smoke.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing happened all the way through the organization.
We had, awesome.
Had people as they were going through their work, they'd see something and say, okay, if I keep working on this, this condition is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I need these guys to see this.
Yeah.
And they chase us down in the plant to come and look at something and say, here is an issue that we have. And you can see the whole thing there. Not, you know, we kind of hide this under
the... Yeah, right. They hope they miss it this time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there were all sorts of things. Now, this is a stamping company.
Okay.
So dies are a pretty key component.
Sure.
Stamping company. Well, how do we deal with dies? Well, we don't really have a good process. Mm-hmm. Never mind a consistent. We don't really have a good process for accepting a die.
Okay.
What do we do to say this die is good?
Right.
That gets you into run at rate
and yeah.
you know, all sorts of things.
Internal
they had some dies that yeah. had they had some dies that had multiple function. So mm-hmm. depending on how you configure that. The only person who knew what the parts were
mm-hmm.
Was the die shop supervisor. And he just knew it.
Yeah.
Nothing written down. If he was on vacation, you can't run those parts.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it continued. There was yeah. no, there was no control of non-conforming.
Oh, boy.
It was non-conforming, we put it over here. And then someone will get to it.
Hopefully that someone isn't shipping.
Corrective action?
Yeah.
Don't do
yell,
that again.
Yeah, yell at the operators. Yeah.
Don't do that again. So multiple moving parts
mm-hmm.
To that.
So you had four months to the audit. The key guys are either not there or not available. You managed to do you put together your visual twin. How did you get there? How did you make it happen?
With the employees who okay. knew what are we actually doing.
Okay.
You know, maybe the chief engineer knows the engineering principles,
yeah.
but doesn't know what's really actually happening
yeah.
On the floor. So we go through this, we create the visual twin. As we're doing that, we fix, we never counted it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a defect in the system.
Right.
We never counted it.
Okay.
We just fixed about 75 things.
Okay.
Then at the end of that time, we had a management team workshop.
Okay.
Whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Look at every single process in the company.
Mm-hmm.
23 people.
Okay.
Looking at this. We go through that. They identify. So first we've identified kind of process perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now management workshop, we're identifying a more management perspective. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We can fix this. Is there something different that we should be doing here?
Yep.
They came up with another 70 things
wow.
that they wanted to fix. And in doing this, we've really developed the capability in their people
sure.
to think like this.
Yep.
Think, and so there's a common assumption that if you change how people think, it'll change how they act.
Okay.
To which I say, well, how about the smoker who says, you say, hey, is it difficult to stop smoking? He says, no, I've done it hundreds of times.
Yeah, twice yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we did is action.
Yeah, change what you do and you'll change how you think.
Action, and then people said, we're serious about this. Yeah, we're serious about this.
That's awesome.
So the new quality manager, mm-hmm. his first day of work is this management team workshop.
Okay.
He has not seen, I mean, he interviewed, yes.
Sure, of course.
Do you understand what's happening in the company? Not so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Certainly not at that level. Mm-hmm. And he sits through the 2 days, contributes mm-hmm. because, okay, he's a capable person. He's got a view as well. Mm-hmm. But he can see the whole company. He doesn't sure. say, well, you know, I got to go down and look at that.
Right.
And, you know, next week, let's have this discussion. We can have the whole discussion because this is how I think things
right, actually right.
are. And the next day, they're having an issue with one of the big three. Mm-hmm. He goes to the meeting with the supplier quality people, mm-hmm. having never actually worked a day in the plant.
Wow.
But we have this visual twin. He can see everything. Mm-hmm. We've got, I mean, we know where there are issues. We know what we're going to do
right.
to fix those. So that's 30 days. Mm-hmm. Within 6 months, we eliminate the third-party auditing.
Awesome.
So think about what it takes to get all, you know, address all those right. issues. 30% increase in EBITDA in 6 months without firing anybody and without an increase in sales.
Wow.
Execution, execution, execution.
Yeah, yeah.
I told the general manager when we started, I said, you are going to love this. You're going to think of things that you can do that you can't even conceive of doing right yeah. now. I don't know what those are
yeah.
exactly. But I can tell you from experience that they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So we get to this point. He says, they're a Ford and Chrysler shop. He mm-hmm. says, I think we should go after Toyota.
Interesting.
Okay. They pursue and get their first ever business mm-hmm. with Toyota in 12 months.
Whoa.
Not 5 years.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
long history.
Yeah, yeah.
First business, first ever business. Within 12 months. And of course, Toyota wants more, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's the way of the world, the way of the world. But what they saw was all of the things that, you know, a narrow focus on a tool doesn't get you.
Yeah.
All of the, I mean, you know, the buy-in, the process understanding, the process thinking,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge of what happens, you know, ahead of me, what happens next?
Right.
Next
right.
stage. How are those things affected, and what can we do
yeah.
as a group?
Yep.
To resolve them. I mean, they had a big issue with maintenance.
Okay.
Contentious.
Really?
Production people, you'll never show up. Maintenance people, we got only you know x yeah. amount of people. We don't we don't know what's an emergency.
Yeah.
We sat down. Mm-hmm. We developed a new process
mm-hmm.
that got priorities straight, communication straight,
mm-hmm.
and all of that contentious stuff
yeah.
went away because we're focused that we look at the process. Is this the process that we want? Does this work? Yeah. Does this get us what we want as a business?
Yeah.
If yes, okay, great, we're done. And if not, well, that's the best reason to do this is this makes things work better, and we can get all the expertise in and contributing to that.
Right.
Instead of people sitting back and saying, well, you know, you never, or why don't you ever, or last time we did this, you did X, Y, Z. I mean, all that, which is non-productive stuff.
Right.
But when you're looking at the whole system and you get people thinking about that, we're looking at the whole system. It, I mean, in one set sense, nobody's head is out of the foxhole by themselves. Everybody's, we didn't come in and say, well, I can see you got real engineering problems here, so we're going to take apart engineering and rebuild. And everybody looks and says, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And Jerry says, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things going on here.
Yeah.
We don't get those kind of issues.
Right.
Which also create the resistance to change. Because, boy, that was really painful to get there. We don't want to go through that again. I'm not going to, you know, stuff happens. I'm just going to do my, I'm going to create my own little Excel sheet over here.
Yeah, my workaround. Here's my 3x5 cards.
Here's my workaround to do that. And people don't do that because they've seen, there is in fact a letter action, thought, behavior, or action habit, behavior, because now if we all develop habits, then I have an expectation of what you're going to do. You have an expectation of what I'm going to do. And by the way, if we built these habits in 30 days and we've hammered them hard every single day, that's how you build habits.
Yeah.
Not once a month for 7 months.
You know, or 7 years.
So they get at the end of 30 days, the whole visual twin and a roadmap of exactly what to do and the capabilities of the people to do it.
Was there any difficult getting leadership to buy into it? I mean, were they behind it from the beginning and kind of whatever it takes? Because some of that change that has to happen has to come from the top as well, right? They've got to be willing to do it different.
That's part of the no fault.
Okay.
But also, I mean, if you look at this from the CEO perspective, they don't know what's happening, you know, on the floor.
Yeah.
Even if they walk the floor.
Okay.
They don't know. And for them to say, okay, this is a new direction and this is what it means for you, and have it accepted. There's a set of levers there that CEOs that often really don't have.
Okay.
There's an expectation says, well, you got to get buy-in from the CEO.
Yeah.
The CEO says, buy-in to what? What exactly?
Yeah.
What exactly are you talking about?
Succeeding?
But Right. But in this case, we get very specific. And as I say, the middle management, they in this company they just bought in right away. If you had to pick a group, middle management is where some of the discussions come in.
Okay.
Because maybe they've gotten to this point with the existing system. And maybe this is not the same thing.
They can be a little exposed at times.
Maybe, But again, if it's no fault, you change that whole deal. I had a another company, short diversion. General manager introduces me. We go through the discussion that I talked about. And one of the guys who walks in, who clearly has some level of authority, not formal, but people are looking at him, right? And you know who those people are. You can identify him. We finish this. He looks me square in the eye and says, "We'll see about that."
There's always one.
So, okay, but I know how this works, so it doesn't bother me. We go through this process. In a few weeks, we fix a problem that he's been working on for 2 years, because there were too many pieces of the system that he had to push, and he couldn't push them. He couldn't get everybody to see all of them. But when we had Visual Twin, you could see the connections, and he went from, "We'll see about that," to a leader of the parade.
That's awesome.
And, you know, a lot of informal things are happening because people say, "Hey, if Mike can buy into this."
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we know Mike is a curmudgeon, and he's been curmudgeoning all along. But interesting thing happened. Change was happening. And if Mike kept saying, "Never, you know, this will never work." He's got a bully pulpit based on this, "This will never work," right? Now that he can't say that anymore because it's evidently working.
Right.
We didn't just declare it's working.
You right.
See it. Now, I don't know anybody who has a bully pulpit on some issue, some topic, you know, some influence in a company based on who willingly gives that up.
Right.
And in fact, what he did is look and say, "Oh, if I keep saying this, then the bully pulpit goes. But if I shift to where what I have seen works and reinforce that to everybody else,
that's a strong advocate.
I still have my bully pulpit. Cool.
Right. Right.
And I'm in."
Yeah.
So the final kind of end of that automotive. They continue, but
did they pass the audit?
They not only did they pass the audit, AIAG wrote a case study.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in 12 months, first business with Toyota, in 18 months, doubled sales and tripled EBITDA.
Oh my gosh.
With the same management and support staff.
Wow.
More production people.
Sure.
Yes. But same management and support staff. So a real growth story.
Yeah.
Again, hearkening back to, you know, what's the message? Sales. A plant that executes is your best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why, you know, even when you're out there and you're interviewing, you're going to join a team, man, spend some time in the shop and pay attention to what's going on, you know, out there. That's so, so critical, to know whether you're hiring on to be a firefighter, you know, or you're a hunter, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that is awesome. Paul, this has been, quite an education. You're kind enough to give us a real master's class. Both of the case studies, the chemical company as well as the automotive, you demonstrated that it starts and ends with the people. You create the right change ready environment, and you really can move mountains in a relatively short period of time.
Absolutely.
So it seems that's incredible. So listen, I encourage everybody out there to find Paul on LinkedIn. Publishes a ton of original content, shows up in all kinds of magazines, and gets interviewed a lot just like this. And if you happen to be at a major industry trade show, you're probably going to run into him on the floor, because that's where I've bumped into him a couple of times as well. But Awesome.
I'm actually, speaking at FabTech this year.
There you go.
Chicago. And I'll be on a panel discussion in a couple weeks for paint and coatings industry on digital transformation with the focus that I've shared here.
That's awesome.
Especially with the chemical company where people process, okay, then technology.
Exactly. And you've got a great article out there. It's been published a couple of times. I've caught on coping with digital transformation. And I just love it's jargon free. You know what I mean? It's just very common sense, just like what you've heard today. And with our other episode as well. So that's, again, you got to follow Paul on LinkedIn, reach out, connect with him, follow his content. Everything we talked about here today, we're going to have listed in our show notes. So you're going to know where and how to get in touch with Paul, put out what I can as far as the case studies and those things for you to take a look at. Paul, it's been a blast. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I did. This has been a great conversation, and I'm happy to share the experience and some perspectives maybe people haven't heard before.
That's been awesome. So listen to all of our listeners out there, you Trailblazers. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe. You know you can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the other cool places. If you really like us, leave a comment. Hopefully something nice. We'd appreciate that as well, and tell your friends about us, because we really do value our listeners and the people that comment and participate. You're important to us. So keep manufacturing out loud. We need you.
Thank you for listening to MFG Out Loud with Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore. You can subscribe and find show notes at mfgoutloud.com.